Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The left fielder, Craig Paquette. Batting fourth. The DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tim Belcher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rabule. Offerman reaches second base with a double. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin takes first base on ball four. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. One out. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Becker moves to third. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker scores. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lawton. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to third. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lawton. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. McFarland scores. Howard scores. There goes Offerman trying to get to home. Lawton throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Myers, who tags Offerman, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Goodwin steals third. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-1 in the game. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. Damon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to first to double up Young. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0-for-1 in the game. Ronda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin, who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Damon. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Molitor trying to get to home. Damon throws the ball into McFarland, who tags Molitor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldird fires to first and has McFarlane trapped. There's the throw to Mears, who tags McFarlane for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodwin hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-2 in the game. Vitiello hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rabule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-2 in the game. Damon hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0-for-2 in the game. Ronda hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Belcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Offerman hits a fly ball into right field. Rebule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane moves to third. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goodwin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lawton, who is chasing the ball. Goodwin reaches third base with a triple. McFarlane scores. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Mike Trombley now pitching. Keith Lockhart pinch hits for Craig Paquette. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rebule. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-3 in the game. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhart moves to third. Two outs. Michael Tucker pinch hits for Kevin Young. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Keith Lockhart now playing second base. Jose Offerman now playing first base. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Johnny Damon now playing center. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhonda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 3 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rhonda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhonda is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhonda hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Rabule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Rich Becker. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhonda fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Jeff Rabule now playing left field. Dave Stevens now pitching. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Rabule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Offerman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck pinch hits for Greg Myers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rabule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walbeck moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. Walbeck moves to third. Rabule moves to second. One out. Julio Valera now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.